Time now for tennis. Get out your brollies. The Wimbledon finals are going on this weekend. Today, Russian teenager Maria Sharapova beat Serena Williams on the grass at center court. Tomorrow, the men square off. On the line from Chicago, dressed in whites and eating strawberries and cream for breakfast, Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport. Boy, big surprise, huh?
Yeah, Susan, I'm stunned. Not as stunned as Serena Williams, but stunned.
Wow, a two-set win on the part of this young Russian. They call her the kid. She's 17 years old.
I'll tell you what, she didn't look 17 out there today.
Yeah.
She not only beat Serena, she gave her everything she could handle. She beat her at her own game. There was no finesse in this match, Susan. Just two strong women hitting the ball as hard as they could at each other. And Sharapova won it. You don't want to get too excited over one victory, I guess, but if it turns out that Sharapova is the future of women's tennis over the next decade or so, this is where it started, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
Well, you know, everybody always compares her to her fellow Russian beauty, and by the way, Sharapova, 6 feet, blonde powerhouse, but the other one, Anna Kournikova, but unlike Anna, Sharapova actually wins some matches.
Well,
huh?
Not only that, I mean, there's very little in comparison when you think about that. Here she is, 17, not only winning, but winning Wimbledon. Susan, she's the first Russian woman to make the finals of Wimbledon in 30 years.
Wow.
She came into the tournament as the 13th seed. And I'll tell you what, she just looked sensational. When Serena broke service in the second set and appeared as if form might be asserting itself, Sharapova came right back and broke her serve in the next game, and the match was as good as over. Serena Williams did not lose this match. Maria Sharapova won it. It was just great tennis.
And the commentators were saying that they bet that Serena didn't expect at all to get the kind of game that she was given today.
No. She just looked confused. She was falling. Mm. She was slipping. I just don't think that she was expected the game to be taken to her quite that way. What's remarkable about this, along with the fact that Serena Williams has never lost a set 6-1 at Wimbledon, is that Sharapova was taken to 3 sets in her last 2 matches against Lindsay Davenport in the semifinals and Ai Sugiyama of Japan in the quarters. So it isn't like she's breezed through to the finals. She's had some problems. But, boy, you sure wouldn't have known it today.
Yeah. And here's Serena Williams. Now, she's been a Wimbledon champ twice, but she's been off her game of late, although she had some pretty good-looking moments today.
Well, she played very well. She beat Jennifer Capriati 6-1, 6-1. It looked like she was breezing to her third title. Before this, her only setback seemed to come when the tournament committee wouldn't let her wear some of her own specially designed tennis outfits. Too risque for tender sensibilities, I guess. But boy, oh boy, she has more to worry about now.
You betcha. Well, this Sharapova now, she's 17, as we said, second youngest female finalist behind Martina Hingis in the modern era, anyway, at Wimbledon. And the story is that it was the great Martina Navratilova who spotted her talent when she was just a 6-year-old child at some tennis clinic in Moscow.
Well, that's the thing, is that maybe they could just see that she was going to grow into this tall powerhouse, and she has these tremendous strokes. There's nothing she can't do on the court. I mean, she showed that today. She's just an amazing player, and boy, we're going to be seeing a lot more of her. This is the new superstar in sports for now, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, meantime, what about these nice young men? Anybody paying attention to them?
Well,
semifinals?
I think
they
will be tomorrow. I think Wimbledon got the men's finals it wanted. Andy Roddick, who's the closest thing to a rock star in the game today, and Roger Federer, the defending champion. So that'll be fun, but maybe not quite as much fun or quite as much excitement as today.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport. He is also the sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, and I bet you he plays a pretty good game of tennis.
I'm pretty good at watching it, Susan.
Yeah.